For those of you who don't know me, I'm Kim Anderson, and I've been married to Tyler for 23 years. We have four kids. Josiah is a senior, Kaidi is a sophomore, Maggie is in 7th grade, and Clara is in 6th grade. We've been in Moscow for 5 years now, and we moved here from the mission field. We were in Kampala, Uganda for 4 years prior to moving to Moscow. I was asked to come up and tell you a background about my mission time, as well as my testimony. So to begin with, you've probably heard of people who, since they were very little, knew they wanted to go to the mission field and ever since they were very young, and that was not me. I grew up, I was the youngest in a family that lived in the suburbs of Seattle, and I can honestly say that I probably never thought about missions once in my entire growing up years. How sad is that? My parents faithfully took us to church, but looking back now, I realize that it was not a very faithful church. All I remember is that God is love, and I was never challenged about my sin. I was never encouraged to read the Bible, and I was never told that I needed to trust in Jesus as my Savior. So, as you can imagine, I struggled through my teen years looking to worldly ideas and ways for my security. During my sophomore year at college, I went to the University of Washington in Seattle. I was not happy, and I was searching for something that would be more meaningful in my life. A new friend of mine invited me to come with her to her college Christian fellowship at a church near the campus, and I was blown away when I saw 600 college kids on a gym floor on a Tuesday night at 9:30 worshiping Jesus, and they were all being challenged to follow Jesus and have a relationship with him. And so right around that time then, I confessed my sin and began to grow in my relationship with the Lord. So through the next couple of years, I continued to grow in my relationship with the Lord. I met Tyler, we got married, and I thought I had my life planned for the next 50 years. We moved to the state of Iowa, where my husband attended grad school, to become a physician assistant. And once we got there, God saw that I needed some refining. And so he gave me a hard providence that I needed to go through. And it was our desire to have children right away, and I ended up having 3 miscarriages within the first 2 years of trying. And I started to believe that the plan that I had for my life was never going to happen. But God needed me to let go of my plan and to trust him for his plan. So Tyler finished grad school, and we moved back to Washington State, which was our home state. And we moved to a new city, and I really didn't want to start a new job. We were trying to have kids. I wanted to stay home once we had them, but was I ever going to have any? So my mom encouraged me to go to Bible study fellowship. So I went, and I'd been a Christian now for 5 or 6 years, and I'd been in some Bible studies. And this was a completely different type of Bible study than I'd ever been in before. It was very structured. It was organized. There was homework every day. And I just couldn't get enough. I just wanted to be in the Bible all the time, studying, and it was exactly what I needed. I'd finally read parts of the Bible that I'd never even touched before. Before, I knew of Genesis and Exodus, and I knew of the Gospels, but I didn't ever touch the stuff in the middle. And the Bible Study Fellowship opened that up to me and showed me that it was one full story from beginning to end, and it's all about Jesus. And let's see, where was I? Here. All right. So while I was in BSF, I just clung to verses about hope. Psalm 37 was one that I read often, just reminding me not to fear, but to commit my way to him and trust in him for him to provide. The next year, doctors decided that they thought that because I didn't have enough progesterone is why I was losing the babies, and believed that there was a medical reason why I was having my miscarriages. And so I did take some progesterone for that next pregnancy. And finally, in March of 1998, held our first baby, Josiah. And we were, of course, just so thankful to the Lord. My husband also attended BSF in a men's group, and we both got involved, and we were in leadership there and just loved it. And we learned about a mission arm of BSF called the Rafiki Foundation. And we heard this presentation about it, and both of us were just really struck. Like, the Lord was saying to us, not audibly, but I have this for you someday. And this was in about year 2000. And we only had a couple kids by that time. And both of us thought, oh, when our kids are grown and we're retired, we'll go serve the Lord on the mission field. Again, that was what we thought. So then about 4 years later, in 2004, we got a flyer in the mail from the Rafiki Foundation that said, Rafiki is looking for medical providers. And my heart just, like, dropped. And I was like, do you think God wants us to do this now? You know, and with four small children under 6 years of age, go to Africa? That just doesn't make any sense. But God's ways are not always our ways. So we prayed a lot about it. We took a trip to the home office of this mission organization, and within a little over a year, all the money was raised, and we were headed to Uganda with a 8, 6, 4, and 2-year-old. So to the world, we looked crazy. We had many people pull us aside. Are you sure that you are doing the right thing? And we just had to tell them every time we were in God's word, it was confirmed to us that we were doing the right thing. So even if it doesn't make sense to the world, seek him and he will confirm it. One verse that I held on to a lot was in Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And we just knew he was calling us to go. So when we got to Uganda, we were greeted by 100 of the most beautiful children we've ever seen. Uganda is on the east side of Africa, between Kenya and Tanzania. It's about the size of Oregon, but it has 35 million people in it. And with the AIDS crisis and other crisis in that area, there was over 2 million orphans just in that small country alone. Can you imagine if there were 2 million orphans in Oregon that didn't have a home? So this is what, and these are many, many countries in Africa. Rafiki's vision is for their children's home, of which there are 10, they're in 10 different African countries, was to not adopt out the children to homes in America, but to raise them in Africa for them to be godly contributors to their own countries. They find a widowed woman, an older woman, to be a house mother to 8 to 10 children, and each mother every week receives Bible study and training on how to run her household in a Christ-honoring way. Their other goal is, and this is the link to Moscow, the other goal is for them to provide classical Christian education for all of the children there. And that was the first I had ever heard of classical Christian education. Upon arriving, I knew that I was going to be teaching part-time in the school, and they had all the teachers read Doug Wilson's book, Recovering the Lost Tools of Learning. So I taught part-time in the classical school there, and my husband was the medical director and took care of all the health needs of all the children, as well as every quarter they would have medical providers come from the States, and they would open a big community clinic to the neighbors around our village. So I have a little slideshow here, and this is from back in 2007. This was a presentation that we put together, so you can go ahead and start it. And this would be like a presentation that we did for churches that were supporting us. And when it gets going, there we go. Well, maybe left click. Left click, maybe, on the slideshow.
Thank you.
There you go. So the pictures are a little old, but it'll give you a sense of where we lived and kind of some stuff that we did. In some of the pictures of the children, you'll see what they looked like when they arrived at Rafiki and then about 6 months later. So there's some kind of before and after pictures as well.
I
right, so just to wrap it up, I wanted to remind you that God's ways are not our ways. For those of you going through a hard providence, cling to Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Looking back on my miscarriages, I know that that was the hardest time of my life so far. And but I know that if I hadn't gone through that, I wouldn't have started Bible Study Fellowship. I wouldn't have heard about Rafiki, wouldn't have gone to Uganda, and probably would not have ended up here in Moscow. So God has a plan for what he's doing in your life, and I just want to encourage you to trust him through it.